Let us continue reading from the Book of Life, the major story of your growth and evolution from birth through death, and the significant passages in your journey, the stations you pass through, the frames of your consciousness. In the mother's womb, we brew, our vessel is maturing, we gain a particular body with a particular baseline for our mind, wirings in the brain, and so forth. In this, we are embodied into a certain nature. Then, this underlying base nature is nurtured. We open our eyes and begin our orientation to the environment. What is all this that I have landed in the midst of? And we begin to craft our basic frames for navigating the environment we've landed in. Then, of our encounters with the environment, as the environment nurtures us, impressions are made. Impressions coloring and flavoring our underlying nature. These impressions generate affects, or in simple terms, likes and dislikes. Reactions that evolve into feelings, into emotions. The wireframe of our orientation, the dots we connected, is painted in many flavors and colors. As the painting of our lives begins to gain depth and shape, we dream, we imagine, we aspire, we explore our potentials. As the wind blows in many directions, so too our awareness journeys across paintings of our possible futures. But alas, we cannot forever live our lives in castles in the clouds. The ideas, the wishes emerging in our daydreams and fantasies at some point should turn into a living reality. We enter a phase of transition. We face a junction where the vapor of our dreams must concentrate into a clear direction. As a lightning strikes the ground, we implant our will and direction. The first path of exposure and aspirations has come to its end. We enter the second path of embodiment and actuation. It's not that your dreams from before are lost, scattered with the winds, discarded. They will carry with you into the future, but they are no longer the thousand possible paths that you might pursue. But they would become branches of the trunk, the tree of life you are cultivating. Now firmly rooted, well established in your will, intention, direction, and concentration. As you enter the world of concrete action, works, and engagements, this containment of intention, direction, and concentration becomes the empowerment, the nucleus of your engine of actions in transforming your outer and inner environments. Of this, as we hone our crafts and skills, as we implement the essence of our will, there are outcomes, there are yields. And as the yields ripen across our fields of engagement, the time comes for harvest and integration. The seventh major phase in our evolution, we take account and we begin to reconcile all that we have accomplished. No longer do you pursue more, but you attend to what you have acquired. You dive into your pool of assets as a whole, external, internal, all the same. What you've accomplished out there, you've accomplished in here. And where you've made errors out there, you've made errors in here. A time of introspective reflection, self-refinement. This is the second major transition. One that many never ever reach in their lives. Our first transit was from exposure and aspiration into action and actualization. Our second transit is from a phase and a path of engagement into harmonization and complete alignment. The culmination and seamless fulfillment of all of your life's potentials. Then, as we pass through the stations in our lives and reach junctions, reach crossroads, however shall we orient, discover the best path forward. The best path forward is certainly a path of the greatest balance and synergy between your potentials, not the path of mere whim and desire. For guidance into your dilemmas, into your quandaries, then seek guidance from a plane higher than the stations of your path. Reflect on the underlying influences that guide and govern all things. Find your bearings with the help of the compass, elements that are all present. Consult Earth. Contemplate on your structures and containment. Discover an account for your blueprint. Consult Water. Contemplate on flow and adaptations. Discover an account for the continuum of your life. Then consult Fire. Contemplate on interaction and reactions. Discover an account for the catalytic potentials in your life. And also consult Air, the network of relations, the emergent meanings in your life. Discover an account for your existence and life cycle as a whole. With the help of the compass of four, with attention to your eight stations of evolution, you gain deeper insight and orientation into your life as a whole. The threads of the loom of life begin to reveal their patterns. The script of the book of your life begins to make sense on a level deeper than ever before. Safe trails, my friend. May your journey be of high definition and broad spectrum.